Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. And the Boeing Company has been making the news lately for some pretty serious reasons. But on the contrary, the play Boeing is taking the stage this weekend for a far different reason, to make people laugh. And here to tell us more about the show are Derek Houle, who's directing and acting in the play, and Julie Kaiser, who is acting in the play. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thanks for stopping by. So I was just telling you, Derek, I'd never heard about this play, and I wondered if you could tell us about it and why you chose it for this part of the play season.
Sure. Plays about a bachelor who lives in Paris. He's from the U.S. and he has embraced the 60s movement in full swing by being engaged to three women.
Okay.
All at the same time. And he has made it so that they never meet and that he can carry on what he believes is this ideal lifestyle. And so he has a maid that helps him keep things straight. And then he has a friend that visits him one time. One day from Wisconsin, and Boeing comes out with a faster jet and it throws off time, and all three stewardesses arrive at his apartment on the same day. And so he enlists his friend into trying to keep the turbulence from happening, if I can put it that way. So
I was going to say that sounds turbulent.
So, yes. So it's a farce. So yes, an unrealistic situation.
We hope.
Yes. So I was just going to add that. So yes.
So the philandering pilot. Yeah. All right, and Julie, you play one of the.
I play one of the air hostesses. I do.
Okay.
I play the German.
Okay, so you have a German accent.
I do. I've been working on that for a while, and it mostly comes out all right, I think.
No kidding. Robert, you not Robert.
You can call me Robert.
Well, Derek, you play Robert.
Yes, I do.
The Wisconsin friend.
Yes.
Tell us about Robert.
Robert is a Midwestern guy with kind of Midwestern values, and... yeah, he's visiting his friend, his best friend from college and from school, and he is kind of dumbfounded by this lifestyle and is trying to figure this all out. And at the beginning, he actually sees that it's working, and he can't believe it. And so for most of the play, he's just kind of, what? is kind of, I would say, his character. Mm-hmm. And until he tries to help his friend, and then... by the end, he's kind of thinking, maybe this is for me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but he ends up falling in love with one of the air hostesses.
Oh.
And so, and I won't tell you which one.
Okay.
So
you've...
Wink.
You've directed a lot of plays over the years. Yeah. How is a comedy like this, which I've never seen Boeing, but it seems to me like the timing has to be just pretty...
Yes.
Spot on. Well, how is it different, dramatic compared to comedy directing? And
well, I'd first say is that when it comes to comedy, there's different types of comedy. Slapstick, as for one. A farce is a different kind of comedy. It falls under the genre of comedy, but a farce is, I would say, real simple, unrealistic situation. That's what a farce is. And most farces, at least of what I know, have a lot of entrances and exits, a lot of quip dialogue that just plays on. And so when it comes to all comedy, but especially a farce, timing is everything. And when it's not there, it just kind of falls. Yeah. And it's dead. It's done. And there's no resurrecting it. So, if it's not there, it's finished. So if you're ever familiar with, I was bringing up, because one of the actors trying to teach him as far as how to do a farce or, and so a lot of exaggeration, a lot of polar opposites. So if you've ever watched Carol Burnett, a lot of their sketches are farces. And so
that's what we're in for.
That's what you're in for.
It's a small cast, kind of a tight cast.
Yes, very.
You want to talk about who's in it?
Jeffrey Willis plays Bernard, and Sasha Allmendinger plays the maid, Berta. Julie Kaiser here plays one of the air hostesses. Rebecca Q, who's new, plays one of the air hostesses. And Tiffany
Barda.
Barda.
Plays the other one.
Well, plays the other one, yeah. And that's it.
That is it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So four women, two men.
Yep.
And yeah, but yet we don't, it's interesting because it's a small, very tight cast, but the three women are never on stage at the same time.
Right.
The three hostesses.
The three air hostesses are never on stage at the same time. Two at one point, but that's only after the ruse starts to chip away a little bit. But otherwise, as Derek
falls apart
might be a better word. Boom. But or exposed.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
But as Derek was saying, farce has, there's a lot of elements to farce. And one of the main elements is that you have many doors on stage. So at least three. And we have one, two,
seven.
We have seven.
Seven exits.
And so what happens is that there's a lot of, you know, entrance and exits, you know, at just missing one another. You know, there's just, whew, that was quick. They missed this person. So that's a lot of what makes the farce work is the timing of those things. So therefore, the air hostesses, although they're in the apartment at the same time, they never see each other.
Oh, but they may be in the apartment at the exact same time.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah.
They are. That's what happens is that the timetables that Bernard has so carefully crafted and kept for himself get off kilter when the new
Boeing comes out with
when the new jet comes out that throws it off, and they all end up in the apartment at the same time, and they have to the two men have to juggle. Mm-hmm. To try to keep them from running into each other. And then you have Bernard's very French and very exasperated maid.
Right.
Was just had enough.
And that's Sasha Almond.
And that's Sasha. And what a delight to work with her.
Right. Yeah. The cast is, if anybody listening has been to Bemidji Theater, it's a great cast of people. Really well-versed actors. What do you do as an actor what do you do if you blank out on stage?
Well, are you going to let me handle it? Are you going to let me?
You want me to confess now?
One thing is, you know, as an actor, you have to know your lines. That's really the obvious thing. But if things happen, things happen and you forget things. So the important thing, I think, is to know your lines, but also to know your other characters' lines. So you have to know really more than what you have to say. You have to be able to understand what they're going to say, and you have to be able to understand what's actually not written on the page. So you kind of have to know the story, so that in case you black out and something happens, that you can at least say something that'll further the story. And then that, you know, oftentimes that'll either prompt you or it'll prompt the other actor. You know, we had, you know, a couple situations last night where that came up, and I had said to somebody else, you know, I said, I'm that actor, I will keep talking,
right.
You know, to try to figure out, and we have to fill the space, you know, and you can't just your way through it. But if you know the story, you can further the story. And
that's one of the difficulties, though, when it comes to doing comedy.
Right.
Because that's a lot harder to get away with.
Yes.
Like when you're doing something like a drama or a musical, you can make up stuff and the audience will never know.
Mm-hmm.
Where it comes to a comedy, and especially the timing, you drop it. You can further the story of what Julie just said, but that shtick, that joke, it's done. It's gone.
Yep.
It has fallen. It's never to come back. And so that's the only...
That's the hard part about it. Yeah. And I don't think anybody, no matter how skilled a person is, can fix that because of the timing issue. Yeah. And there's so many things that are, you know, the lines are who, what, where, how, this, that.
Me?
What? Me? You? Yes, you. And if those, you can't make that up.
Mm-hmm.
So that timing is critical. And those are the things that we work on to make that, to make sure that doesn't happen.
Yeah. We're talking with Julie Kaiser and Derek Hoole. They're part of the play Boeing Boeing. It opens this weekend in Bemidji. It's playing Friday, Saturday, Sunday, this weekend and next weekend. The time period is 60s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Talk about costumes.
I just have one word for the costumes. Short.
Oh.
And tight. The costumes have been, they're fun. They're fun.
They're
Vicky
great.
Vicky Stenerson designed and built our costumes, and you know, and then we've had ideas for adding things to them. Yeah. But it is an altogether different animal to go back to that time period and remember that things were different.
Right.
So
Vicky would give me a look when she first, and I said, "Nope, they need to be shorter." What?
Right. Yeah. Well, you want to be authentic,
right?
Well, that, and it's just part of the shtick or
shtick.
Comedy.
Yeah, it's
comedy
part of the it's part of the comedy of it, and it works for us. But it is, you know, it's a challenge actually to
well,
wear
I look
things.
At it as far as Mrs. Wiggins from Caribou and Borrow again. Would never work without the pencil skirt, right?
Right.
Of
where
she could barely walk that. So
right.
So we, you know, we act accordingly in the costumes and stuff. So it's bright colors and short costumes and very 60-ish makeup and hair, and you know, all of us have used a lot of hairspray and a lot of beehive.
That sounds so fun. And you're encouraging audience members to dress
up? Absolutely.
Yes. We are. I failed to mention it somewhere else, but yes, we'd like the audience to join us. Wear your best 60s garb. Come out and
grab your go-go boots. And
yes, we'll have a fun time.
Yeah.
So
sounds like a blast.
Oh, right.
Well, break a leg, you guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Tickets are available at Ken K. Thompson and Iverson Corner Drug in Bemidji, and also at the box office prior to the shows as well. So, have a blast out
Thank
there.
Thank you.
We will.
All right. Good. Boeing this weekend and next weekend at the Chief Theater in downtown Bemidji. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.